Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jim Peterson. You may know him as a star on the basketball court in high school, in college with the Gophers, and 8 seasons in the NBA.
Peterson, the rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
You may know him as a championship-winning associate head coach with the Minnesota Lynx. Maybe you know him from his outstanding broadcast work with the Wolves. But in Jim's mind and in his own words, we should all know him simply as this. Local hero. Please welcome the man all of Minnesota aspires to be, Jim Peterson.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes or no, during one of our rounds this year, did you call yourself a local hero?
Jokingly.
That's not how I remember it. Not how I remember it. That's not how Tyler remembers it.
Sports hero.
A local hero. I mean, Dave, it's good to have a local hero on the show on a regular basis.
It's great for the show. Yeah. Great. Put that on the Twitter.
Yes.
I. You said you were going to do it. I didn't think you'd do it, but here you go.
What time did you get back this morning?
We landed at 6:30.
Hmm.
But no, I was closer to probably closer to 5:45.
Yep. Did we get a little nap or did we stay up?
I did not. You know what happened? I my favorite seat on an airplane is the exit row window with no seat in front of it.
The bulkhead, right?
No. It's the exit row.
Yeah.
So it's in the middle of the plane, and there's no seat. There's no.
Oh, yeah. So, exactly. That's a good seat. Mm-hmm.
It's even better than first class because, you know, when you can just put your feet, legs straight out.
Yeah.
They also upgrade you sometimes. So I got upgraded to first class.
Oh. That's what happens to local heroes.
Exactly. I mean, as it should. But so I had my favorite seat. I got upgraded to first class, but I got the bulkhead. I'm sitting next to a big guy, and I'm with the wall in front of me.
Did you talk to him?
And then I was like, well, can I go back to the seat I had? And they gave it away. So somebody had my seat.
That's not the way to treat a local hero.
No, it just is. They
hoodwinked him.
You know, the upgrading system. Like I thought I had already told them I didn't want to be upgraded because, like, I don't want to go see any other.
Tough
seats,
life. It's a tough life. I mean, when they're
anyway, it was a great game last night. It was fantastic.
We're not getting past this. They gave you the okie dokie,
bamboozled.
Yeah.
They did. Well, there's no respect.
Yeah.
For a local hero.
I think. Okay, one game, I'm going to go get a pin, and it's not going to be big, but if people zero in on it, it's going to say local hero. And just one game, you have to wear it, like running the lapel. Dave, we can get that done.
I didn't say national. I didn't say state hero.
I said local.
I didn't say national hero. I said local.
Local hero.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. Okay, let's get to the game. We talked a lot of this gambling story last hour. We'll get to that segment because it's, you were there. I mean, our guy Chauncey. So the Wolves in close games last year, they were terrible. I mean, for a great, for a very good to great team, they were not good at all. Last night, it was get Ant the ball and get the bleep out of the way and make some stops. Did you see enough last night to not only enjoy it, to again appreciate the brilliance of Anthony Edwards, but to feel like that portends to good things to come?
Yeah, because we kind of came on the air talking about some of the stuff that Ant needed to do better. One of them was, to stop turning the ball over as much as he was. Now, Ant didn't turn it over, but, boy, the team sure did. And a lot of it, you have to give Chauncey Billups, credit for, the way that they played. I was on my heels with, because I watched, three or four of the Portland Trail Blazer exhibition games, and I didn't see that kind of effort. They turned the heat up like it was palpable. Like when you watched them play, when you were sitting there on the court chat, they were playing so hard. Like I was feeling the pressure, and we couldn't. I mean, Dante had six turnovers. I mean, we couldn't get the ball up the floor. Mm-hmm. We couldn't dribble it up the floor, and we couldn't pass it up the floor. You don't see that very often, that we're NBA players. You can't full court press an NBA team. You know what I mean? Like that's just
if they don't have a point guard on the floor, maybe you can.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I really thought the way Dante played last year when Finch gave him the starting role, he had a six game stretch where he actually took over as point guard, and then he had his two of his highest scoring games when he took over. And in fact, his highest scoring game was the game he got hurt, and then he missed 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see that coming from Dante. But the other thing too, to his defense, he didn't know he was going to play and start at point guard, and he really didn't find out until the day before.
They must have been talking to him a little bit, though, about that possibility, right?
Well, I had gone to practice, and he hadn't really been working. I mean, yeah, did Mike didn't play that much during the exhibition season, but I don't know that they were talking about that because I didn't really see it happen at practice. Okay. Mike was running with the ones. So, but Anthony Edwards was unbelievable. The way that he... I don't know. We saw games like this last year where it didn't portend great things if he was just going to sit there and play in isolation. And we saw that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where he was trying to, get into tight spaces and play to crowds. They would load up on him. Donovan Klingon wasn't even guarding anybody a lot when he was doing this thing. But in the second half, it just all kind of came together, and they needed him to be that superhero. But, Finch does such a great job of finding lineup combinations. He's always searching and hunting, right? And then, he didn't go back to Dante. He didn't go back to there was a few combinations. He didn't come back to Mike. He didn't go back to Nas. He stuck with Rudy. He brought in Clark, which was – I think he really kind of changed the game, don't you?
I think we had a few texts on that. He's got to play. He needs to play double figures every game. I think it also was telling that Terrence Shannon played 25 minutes and finished the game, and let's get to the other person. Part of Dante starting and Mike coming off the bench, at least for one game. Maybe it stops tomorrow night. But right now, it's certainly a little bit of Chris Finch saying, Rob Dillingham, I don't trust you enough to run the offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true, and that's part of that's on Rob, and part of it is is on Chris Finch to have, you know, a little bit of trust that to give Rob a shot. So I, Bones actually came in and did a nice job. So speaking of that, like, you know, I know people want to see Rob Dillingham play, but you know, I thought Bones Highland came in and did a nice job, until Finch took him out. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Like, Chris Finch does not like to play players that he doesn't think is going to help his team. So, we even saw it with Terrence Shannon last year. Like, there were a lot of times last year we felt Terrence should play, and he didn't do it. So, I don't know. You know, it's a long season.
Sure. Things change. Yep.
Finch didn't play Terrence Shannon last year until the end of the season, when it finally was evident that he needed to be out there. So
I want to get back to Ant here. So Jim Pete's with us. Jim will be with us all season long. Listen, I want to be crystal clear. I'm praising Ant here because some of those moves, some of his judgment, very few people can do that in the league. And the Wolves are incredibly lucky. And when our guy Johnny Kay is quoting Inglis, you know, Joe Inglis, saying, we got the best player. Often, yeah. You know, you win because of the best player. But they played a non-playoff team. Okay, and the bar can't be Ant is bringing the ball up court. Ant is then going to take the shot, and everything's going to rest on Ant when you're playing the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Clippers. So lucky to have him. He's going to be here for a long, long time. I whenever an injury comes up about him, I'm never going to believe it anymore. Ever, ever, ever. I mean, I could watch his leg explode, and I'd say, hey, he's still going to play. You know, the back, when the times goes down. But that's where they're going to have other people handle the ball. Because I can make an argument, Jim, that another way they're still not using him enough is off screens and different ways. You can't put too much on his plate, even as great as he is.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they've got to figure out the point guard position. This is something that Grady and I were talking about this as we were going to the airport last night from the arena. Is that, you know, we've had to figure out the point guard position for the last 3 years or so. You know, Once we got Mike, you know, I thought I love Mike Conley. I've enjoyed him since I started broadcasting. At the beginning, when he first went to Memphis, I just really admired somebody that could be as small as he is to be as great as he was. Like he's so good and still is. But I'm saying, like, I really felt when we got him at whatever he was when he got here, 36 or whatever, that he was going to be the backup. And you needed to figure out and get that player that was going to be able to play next or 10 years or whatever, you know. So. Mm-hmm. And Mike was going to be the backup, but we still haven't really figured out that point guard position.
Nope.
And you really need to, because, like, I agree with you. I don't think that Dante is necessarily the person. Now, when they first did it, like, I'm like, well, Dante needs to be working the edges anyway. Like, he needs to not have to really bring up the ball, because that's not really his thing. He shouldn't be bringing the ball up the floor. And when someone rebounds the basketball, they need to either give it to Julius or Ant anyway.
Yeah.
Because Dante should be running and sprinting to the corner and then, you know, come back or be running handoffs with Rudy or Nas or whatever.
They maybe need to have Julius. Okay, just picking up your point. Maybe if they stay with this for a while, and who knows, maybe Dillingham plays 15 minutes Friday. We know if Finch can change. Maybe they got to find Julius more often and have him bring the ball up the court. Because against almost every power forward, he's going to be able to handle that sort of pressure if it's in the backcourt.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, and you know, Jaden even did a nice job at times. It really was kind of, you know, non-point guard by committee bringing the ball to the floor.
Yes.
You had to find somebody that wasn't, you know, someone like Blake Wesley, he can only really do one thing, and that's play fast. Like, just, you know, blow by you if he has the ball, or pressure you if he doesn't have the ball. So, but you know, he was super disruptive. There were, you know, I mean, obviously Jrue Holiday, Shaedon Sharpe, those guys, Tumani Kamara, they were all pressuring. So, you know, I don't like this era of, you know, there's no longer the Akeem Olajuwons and the classic centers anymore. And there's very few of the Chris Paul floor general kind of point guard archetypes,
yeah.
You know, so
zero.
It really kind of, you know, I feel like an era of basketball really is gone. We're never going to get it back, Chad. And I really enjoyed the classic center and the, you know, classic floor general. So I don't know that we'll ever see it again. I think we're kind of, you know, in this mode right now of like spread the floor, play fast, and have all these incredible athletes kind of, you know, multi-dimensional, multiple ball handlers on the floor. So it's just it's a different era.
Very different.
And,
yep.
Hey, we have the best one. If we're not going to play that way, we got one of the best players on our side, though. That's for
that
sure.
Helps.
If we're going to play that way.
Let's pause, come back, and find out why Jim was playing so much poker with Chauncey Billups and also hanging out right before games with Terry Rozier. I mean, that's what I'm going with, Dave. We're going with that, right?
I've seen no proof otherwise.
Yeah, so far no proof otherwise. On this enormous sports, poker, gambling stories, Jim Pete back with us in moments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Because of his times with the Timberwolves, we both had a chance to get to know Chauncey Billups reasonably well, right? Likeable guy, friendly. I was making the point last hour when we talked about this. I was at a game a couple years ago, and I made sure I went down, and he just came a quick wave, and he told me to come down. We talked for like, you know, maybe a minute before the game, a couple years before when he was calling games with the Clippers. We talked for like 5 minutes, just a likable human being, and all of a sudden you wake up today and we got this dual story, including about Chauncey, the mob, and poker, where Chauncey's the eye candy. They've got it set up. They got x-ray cameras below the table, above the table. They've manipulated the shuffling deck. And I mean, one part of the story, Jim, is that Chauncey's winning so many improbable hands with the help of the rigged shuffling machine that the overseer said he needed to lose on purpose to avoid being suspected of cheating. There's a lot on Chauncey. We're going to get to the betting side in a little bit, but pretty stunning when he's a part of this, and they got it so concocted that he's winning game, hand after hand after hand. And finally, they're talking to people because they get earpieces. You got to lose a few hands. And obviously, Chauncey deserves every right to defend himself, but wow.
Yeah, I got to admit, I have not, when I first got home from Portland, I just literally, I took the red eye back. So I climb into bed like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'm trying to get some rest. And I got a phone call from our director who called me to see if I saw what happened to Chauncey. And I'm like, no. And then he told me about it. I look it up. I sat there and, flipped around for a little while, but I didn't ever see a story about what it was actually all about. So this is kind of news to me. I did see that Chauncey got caught up in all this, but I didn't see actually what happened. So what you just told me is something I did not know.
Yeah.
I still need to do a little bit more reading about this. But I mean, when I first saw it, I thought, okay, what is this, like a Molly's Game kind of situation?
Yeah. Right.
Something that was more, but it's way more sinister when you saw, yeah,
mob Costa involved.
Nostra, the Costa Nostra was involved. Ugh. I'm so like, I just didn't, it wasn't clear at that time, Chad, what, at, 7 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't clear at that time, sure, what actually was going on. But
yeah, go back and watch the press conference. It's about 45 minutes. And I'm going to speak for both of us. If the mob is listening, we've always been big fans. We've always believed in you.
So what was the crypto part of it? Because I saw something from Cash Patel about
there's money coming that way. It was a thorough press conference. Patel's there, the U.S. attorney, the police chief, endless attorneys, because they're dealing with these two separate cases. Because now let's get to the sports betting side, and it's, Rozier and prop bets, right? And let's be honest, gambling is everywhere. And when the two of us were growing up, leagues took great, great pains to not be part of gambling, right? Networks tied to it, teams partnering with it in places all across the country. It's omnipresent legally on your phone or pretty easy to get illegally on your phone. And the most enticing, the easiest one, and the one that can just open up Pandora's box is these prop bets. These bets, prop bets have been around for decades. But the idea that all of a sudden somebody's watching, Wolves Lakers tomorrow, and the prop bet is 11 points for Ant in the first quarter, and you're betting on that, because to totally shave the game is incredibly difficult. But to say I'm a excellent rebounder, and all of a sudden it says four rebounds for fill in the blank, and you're the guy involved, and you can get two rebounds, that's a lot of what's happened. That's a lot of the accusations. And also, Patel said, the head of the FBI, that there's millions of fraud. So while you're still consuming this, I'll be curious how the leagues react, if they react at all, because down the line, as you know, this is potentially billions of dollars in gambling money.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking to a guy who works for FanDuel.
Yeah, right.
And last night during the pregame show, the FanDuel's, obviously they've got a business model, and they're trying to do that. It's legal. I mean, it's what they're doing is on the up and up, and it's kind of fun. This is the hook, is that it's sort of fun. So we had exactly what you're talking about. You say we had three little pop prop bets. Rudy Gobert is going to grab 10.5 rebounds.
Yeah.
Is Mike Conley going to hit a 1.5 threes, or is Jaden McDaniels going to score 12.5 points? And so, I don't know. Yes, it's fun. I don't have a gambler's heart. I don't have the heart to play, blackjack and go to Vegas. And I've never really enjoyed gambling that much, so I've never really understood it. But you know, I do understand, you know, waging on a game. We've all done it. We do it for the Super Bowl. We do it for sporting events. And
we do it when we golf.
Absolutely. So this is what Chauncey's involved in. And even like the friendly poker game, I mean, like we've all done that, and like you've got friends and you play your friendly poker game, which is great. But I don't know. It's a weird story. I'm sitting there, you know, 10 feet from Chauncey last night.
Yeah,
Chad, that's
right.
That's the weird thing, and I've known him for so long.
Yeah,
I have pictures of my son Sanjay. Chauncey was one of the nicest dudes.
Yes.
To Sanjay when Sanjay was when I first started working in broadcasting with US, and we were talking about this last night. You were so nice with that photo you posted with me and Q. But Chauncey was one of the nicest people to my son. I've got pictures of Sanjay with Chauncey Phillips in all stages of his life. And when Sanjay first started coaching in with the Utah Jazz, he would go and Chauncey would be like, Sanjay. And like the guys in the Jazz would be like, oh, how do you know Chauncey Phillips?
Right.
Like, you know, but it just was shocking this morning when I'm getting all these text messages and the irony of how sports betting has been intertwined now with the game. Just like, you know, I'm doing last night during the pregame show, and now guys are getting into it, and you just go, of course they're getting into it. Like, you know, of course Terry Rozier is doing this because it's part of the game now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, Damon Jones, he's tied to both, right? So the allegations are just on one side. Some it's both. It's 11 states. It's the mob. It's fraud. It's just a lot. All right. I appreciate it. Get some rest. And you're not working this one because this is a prime game.
No, Lakers. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're back Sunday?
Yep. Yeah, we have the home opener against Indy.
Got it. All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
So okay, thanks, Chad.
Jim Pete with us. He'll be with us all throughout the year. Spectacular news coming out today about Sophia. We've learned a lot about Sophia. We were collectively just frightened for all the right reasons about the Annunciation attack. The two passed away, but how about the news today? Susie's here. We'll jump right in the middle of this heartwarming story in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, Who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for teen.
All right, Susie's here. This won't be our nonsense. This will be a breakthrough that a lot of people sadly did not think was possible.
Yes.
When we're hearing words like miraculous recovery, and the previous words were on the brink of death, extensive surgery, skull removed. I can't imagine how the family was thinking. I can't imagine how those people who are close to Sophie are thinking, or any of us who were drawn to the story. And then you lay out what has taken place today.
Well, it's interesting because I just kind of want to back up. Today I was at a chiropractic appointment right near the school, and I happened to overhear one of the patients saying, yeah, she's coming home today and there'll be a police escort down the freeway. And so Sophia left Gillette Children's in St. Paul this morning.
Sophia Fortress.
Sophia Fortress, yes. Yep. And so I had that in my head. I said, oh, I should pay attention to that when I get into work.
What a way just to hear
offhandedly.
Something. Right.
And then my daughter.
Thank God you're bad back.
Then my daughter called.
Yeah.
Josie. She said, Mom, what's going on in the freeway? There's a whole bunch of police cars and fire trucks and ambulances. And I said, oh, that must be the escort.
Yeah.
So then I got on the horn and called Christine Hill at the hospital. I called Gillette. I called Mayor Jacob Ferrer's office. I called the chief's office, trying to get A, confirmation, and B, kind of what's going on. So apparently she left Gillette's and
left in a limousine.
In a limousine, and she went to school to see her friends and family and
how
teachers.
How about that?
And so
you imagine that surprise when she walks in the door?
I know it.
Wow.
So here's what Mayor Fry said about.
Okay.
I said, how'd she look?
She looked great. It's joyful, happy, beautiful, incredible. I mean, strong, resilient. I mean, every possible superlative that I could attach.
And, you know, her family's been very vocal and have shared a lot of her progress. Mm-hmm. And they've used, as you say, resilience, bravery, fighting hard. And she had to wear a helmet for a long time with the brain injury.
Yeah.
And I just want to share this because you mentioned it, but Dr. Walter Gehlich, who's the doctor at Hennepin County Medical Center, who performed surgery on her, said this at a press conference on September 12th.
I noticed her blue nail polish.
This is when she enters
and her curly hair.
Yes. Surgery.
And I opened her eyes, and she was bilaterally fixed and dilated, which means that her pressure in her brain was very high. And if you had told me at this juncture 10 days later that we'd be standing here with any ray of hope, I would have said it would take a miracle.
That is from a brain surgeon at Hennepin County Medical Center. And I think just everybody had that feeling like, oh, she's going home. She's so darling. All these pictures of her on online, but
do we know how she is outside of the obvious progress that she has made because she's headed home?
Well, I think there's something to be said, and I'm not a doctor and I don't have inside information, but going home
is huge.
Right there. However, as far as the intricate details,
yeah,
how much physical therapy she's doing, this interview, though, with Dr. Gehlich, I probably am saying it wrong, Gehlich, anyway, on September 12th, he described the severity of her injuries and the different parts of her brain that were basically damaged, shattered, and what part of the brain and what part of her body might be impacted.
And again, the shooting was on the
27th of August.
Okay, so this is 16 days later when the doctor is saying this. And you know, if you're in the emergency room of HCMC, think of the stories that you see daily where you try with all the brilliance, the skill, the effort, and sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And how they reach a level to continue to believe and continue to exhaust every option. And maybe they think this way, maybe they don't, where they're thinking, can this even happen? But we're still going to try. And so to bring in a 12-year-old girl who's one of the 30 who's injured. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not Fletcher and not Harper, mm-hmm. who were killed. Mm-hmm. And think it's so bad, on the brink of death. And the skull removal, which is picking up right on your soundbite. So it's great job by you. And today, on her way home in a limousine, down 35, mm-hmm. with the mayor commenting, the police chief commenting, and all of a sudden you're at school where they're still traumatized. But man, as we know, kids are resilient. And who knows what fun they're engaging in. And look who walks in the door. Doesn't get much better than that,
mm-mm,
does it?
Mm-mm.
Man, if this doesn't touch your heart, shut her down.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, just great, great stuff. And I don't know if we'll hear more from the family.
I don't know. I've been working on trying to get different people to talk about it. Obviously, the mayor was happy to come on and share. But I know the mayor said something that was interesting to me. He said a lot of the paramedics were part of the escort.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of people he mentioned by name that were responsible for, particularly some of the police officers and deputies and captains, et cetera, that were responsible for trying to get through the door that was locked.
Yeah.
I mean, so all of those people had a role to play in what was really just a complicated, horrific, frantic, all those words, imagine.
So again, this is Sophia Forges. She's 12. Like so many others, she was Annunciation Church and School.
Praying
in mass the first day that they're praying, and viciousness and evil attacked them and targeted them because of where they were and because of the family connection and the connection to the school. And you know, a part of it is, oh, my God, it's another day in America. And then it's another reminder, you're not safe anywhere,
mm-hmm.
including when you're just a little kid praying at a Catholic church.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, if this was somebody who's on the street and they're attacked, it's every bit as bad.
Absolutely.
It is. And so I'm not trying to raise the profile because it's a Catholic church. I'd feel the same way if it was a mosque. I'd feel the same way if it was a house. But there is something about safety in certain places in our society when we feel like, or we felt like, probably need to say it that way, we felt like, well, it couldn't happen there. Well, that's over because it can happen anywhere. And when you think about, as you laid out so articulately, beautifully, and right on point, that they brought together the paramedics who might have been treating her, the other folks who are trying to break in, when what door can they use? What are we going into? Is this person waiting to kill more of us? What's happening behind those walls? How many kids do we have a chance to save? And to go from that moment, and again, don't ever forget Fletcher and Harper, right? Ever. But to have this today, man, that's beautiful news.
Yeah. Just good to share it with people when there's so much bad news going on around the world, to be able to say something wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I know you'll continue to work on it.
Yes, sir.
Susie Jones right here, and we'll do that next spot, next segment. 47 past one.
It's over now.
I mean, you never heard that before, Susie, have you? I can't get through this ad. It's over.
What's the theme of music today, kids?
Dave, go ahead and explain.
These are all nominees for induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame for 2026. Boz Scaggs among that group.
I love Boz Scaggs.
When you normally break up with a guy.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to get to lighter stuff now. And
am I a chicken?
Ari,
do I just run away?
Well, yeah, you and Ari will continue to update the Sophia
story,
which we just laid out the last 10 minutes. I used the rewind feature, podcasted.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
It's all there. Okay, perfect. So what do you think? Approximately how many men in your life have you dumped in some way, whether long-term, short-term, one date? What's a ballpark? If I said 50, is that
over.
Over. Okay, geez,
way over.
Okay, 100.
Under.
Under. Okay, so let's go 77.
Okay.
Okay, 77. What? I mean, in a divorce,
you're divorced.
There has to be some level of communication.
Yeah. Right? I dated a guy in 2009.
Yep.
And I broke up with him so often because, and if he listens now and this gets back to him, I guess he probably knows this.
He thinks you're still dating?
No.
What about that news, Dave? 16 years later. Wow, Susie's been really busy.
Still waiting by the phone for that call.
Yeah. Pining.
Yeah. No, anyway, he wasn't, in my opinion, he wasn't bright. He wasn't well-informed or educated.
Okay. How many dates?
No, we dated months and months, and I would break up with him because I'd think, oh, I can't go out with you anymore.
So the sex was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It had. Off the charts.
Yeah. So you'd put up with this dumbness.
Dumb.
Just a dope for...
And I would break up, and I'd go, you know what?
Then at night...
My finger would get all itchy, and I'd want to...
Curly, come on over here.
Yeah. Poor guy. I really...
Okay, so what did you say to him?
I think I would just say, this is not working for me anymore. And then he would go, okay. And then I would, 2 weeks later. Poor thing.
What if he's listening right now?
Well, he lives
now.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But I finally, the nail in the coffin was he was on a Facebook page when Facebook was just kind of coming out, right?
Yeah, right.
And it was a group. You know how you join a group? I like tomatoes. This was an iBlack.
That's a big one, too. That Dave, is there any bigger one?
No. Tomato group's always been huge.
The specific one. I like tomatoes.
I like apples is good. I like tomatoes is. I mean,
shut
it's
up.
Day.
I was trying to get.
No, I get it.
Popped into my head. It was.
It's tomatoes.
It was. The group name was I Blacked Out on Big Island. There really was a Facebook group.
Yeah.
So if you go to Big Island on Lake Minnetonka and hook up your boat and and drink to excess and black out.
By the way, that's still happening.
I know.
Every summer.
I know. It's vulgar.
Carter suggesting this is a David Putty sort of situation here from Seinfeld.
That's about right.
Right. Seems to be exactly right. Okay. So did you finally text him?
Yes. And I said, this is ridiculous. I'm a recovering alcoholic. There's no way on God's green earth, no matter what the benefits of this are, that I need to, as a grown up, be with someone who is a part of a group that condones this behavior.
Now, what are you doing tonight?
By the way, if we just want to make this solely transactional, then I'm interested.
Yeah.
Okay, how often are you a ghoster?
I think I've been a ghoster on a couple where I've just... But they haven't actually been full-on relationships. They've been more transactional than I've just slipped off the playing field. For example, the drawing.
Yeah, the drawing person. You want to remind people the drawing guy?
Well, you know, it was a special piece of art that got sent to me via text in the evening that shows anatomically? Thank you. Part of the human body that I wasn't particularly interested in.
It was well done.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But as a person, just
in fact,
so you know,
it was also stolen from the Louvre. That part hasn't received enough publicity.
Those crown jewels.
Those crown jewels.
Those are some crown jewels I really like.
I think, and the other one was, I try to give it the old college try when I'm dating, and then when it ends, it's hard to end a relationship. You know,
it is.
It's like you say, you know what? It's me, not you. I mean, I usually say, it's you, baby.
What a shock. What a shock that you never say, it's me, not you.
You have many, many issues, and I don't want to be a part of it.
Do you have one that when you still think of it, you think, man, that's the one that got away?
Men? That I broke up with? Or are you going to make it over there?
I'm going to make it. Someone broke up with you.
Yeah,
and you think, man, I should have figured that one out.
You know what? I've always been in love with Peter Goldstein. I've mentioned that name before.
Okay.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
He might be married to someone else. But I have a fantasy that somehow later in life, like in our early 70s, we'll meet somewhere and we'll have this luxurious international life. But really, he might just be like...
So what's Peter's story?
He was the first man that I ever allowed to... take me to bed.
Hmm. Okay, and so you're 37, you know?
Right now?
No.
Well, then? Oh, you yeah. I was like, no.
Okay, so how long 18. Did you and Peter stay together?
Just very short amount of time, but it was very, really...
Okay, because he's the guy who had sex with you the first time. You've always thought I should end up with him?
Well, there was a special connection, to be honest, and it continued on, yeah. off and on over the years from a distance. He moved back to New York. Now I think he's in Florida.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think, you know, I don't
Why
know.
Why don't you reach out?
I have, and we've seen him.
Oh.
I mean, I went to California in the last 5 years, and...
Excuse me?
What does that mean? You had sex with him?
I suppose, yeah, that is.
I suppose. I mean, was there confusion?
No, yes, there was.
I mean, this isn't like T.J. Hockenson's catch or not catch.
Yes.
There is holding on the
there
play.
Is. You know,
there was plenty of holding on the play. And bringing the hands low.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Okay, so.
So, yes, but I don't know. I mean.
Why not tonight, after work?
He doesn't even live in this state.
Well, so what?
They have airplanes.
Peter, I've always thought we should get together. How about we meet somewhere in the next month?
I'll reach out. If he's available, I'll say, listen, wherever you are, I'll be there 2 days. California was 3 days, and that was nice.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to do it?
Nope.
I don't think you're going to do it either.
I'm going to. I'm going to prove it.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to prove it.
But if he takes you away from the show, then he's dead to us.
Dead to you.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you, Susan.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Good to chat with you.
All right. Ari's going to come down because I've got it all ready for him right here.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.